Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Sean Mathis here, and I'm with my partner Doug. And welcome to the four-part series. We are going to break down this report, the U.S. Consumer Auto Insurance Journey. It's a report that Facebook compiled with ComScore and the Institute for Insurance Information. And this is jam-packed full of really everything that we've been teaching for the last 6 years that we've already known. But it's finally materialized into hard, cold facts, and we have the actual data beyond just what our program has shown and what we've been able to see from the thousands of agents that we've helped over the last 6 years. But we're able to see this on a much larger scale as it pertains to the entire industry. And so got a lot of information to cover. Again, this is going to be a four-part series, guys. So you should have an email with the actual report that you can go over and have a copy of. And then you'll want to watch your email for the next 4 days, because you're going to get the next three parts of this. And we're going to be talking about this and how this information, how we've actually seen it materialize. Okay, so it's one thing to have the report, but we're going to be able to give you real world examples of how this it plays out with our members and agents across the country that we've been able to help. There's also an offer here for you guys to grab the Insurance Guide to Social Media. That's a six-part webinar series that's going to start helping you generate leads, because after you hear this stuff, if you're not utilizing social media to generate leads, you better catch up. And we've got some other promotions that we'll talk about in some of the other videos. But with that said, Doug, welcome. Thank you for your time, man. I know you're super, super busy. But for those of you that don't know, Doug has a he's got a lot of experience in the insurance world. He was over at one of the top five carriers, actually number one. And I'm at number three of the top five, both captive. He's also worked in the independent world, and he is our national ads manager, and he manages the bulk of our client base ad campaigns that come to us to have us generate their leads. So for those of you who don't know us, we have the Agency Alliance Mastermind, where we've got over 40 different products with thousands of hours of coaching. We do weekly calls teaching insurance agents how to generate leads. We've generated over 250,000 leads, and our agents have closed more than $10 million of business. But Doug runs our agency side, and we actually manage campaigns for some of the larger, more experienced agents who don't have the time to run their own ad campaigns. You can actually outsource that work to us, and our agency will put that together for you and run all those campaigns. So Doug has an amazing, amazing amount of insight into real world trends that he sees every day with the thousands of leads every month that he's generated. So Doug, before we get started, anything that that you'd like to add, man?
No, let's dive in and get into the info. Right.
So I'm going to be looking at notes. Obviously I've got actual notes here from the actual report. So you guys should have this as well. Basically what the report is it covers the role social media has played in the insurance world. Facebook is a huge artificial intelligence machine. I mean, they know so much about their users. It's unparalleled. From any platform, there is no other platform that knows as much about its users as Facebook does. And so the fact that we've now got this for insurance is amazing, but it's going to help you understand the audience. They break down four buyer profiles, so you're going to see what those four profiles are, why they purchase, why they shop, and all that good stuff. So let's just dive in here to the first piece of information. So we're going to be talking about this page here. So the survey suggests that the shopping journey of auto insurance buyers can be a short one. Buyer shopping windows range from less than a week to up to 60 days, with 30% of respondents reporting they made a buying decision within one day of shopping. Doug has actually put together a four-day sales process that is just incredible that we give all of our members and all of our clients. I actually created the One Call Close sales system. So when you combine those two strategies, again, we didn't just start creating this. We actually used this in our agencies before we ever taught it to other agents. And now we've worked with over 2,000 agents teaching this. But the big thing, and you know, we were talking to a client that we're working with earlier today, and they weren't following the sales process. And that is why it is so absolutely critical, because you can see that most are buying within a week, but up to 30% are buying within a day. So that's why that first 96 hours is so important. But Doug, talk a little bit about that four-day sales process and how you came to create it and how you noticed that playing making a difference once you started working the Facebook leads, because these leads are different, guys, than any other lead source that you're working with. The ideology behind it, the psychology behind why it works, the mechanics of what we're doing, it's a different type of lead. And so, you know, there's always all these different lead providers out there, but what we've created is truly unique. And it was through that process that Doug actually created this. So Doug, tell us a little bit about how you guys were working leads before and why you came up with this process.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically the foundation of kind of the 4-day sales cycle is based on the fact that it takes 8 to 12 contacts with a client before they make a buying decision. Now those contacts can be email, text, phone call, you know, very variety of different things, right? And that's just kind of been the traditional sales model. Now you stack the Facebook on top of that, and you stack the fact that there's resources and research available, and buyers are more empowered now than ever, given social media and given the amount of information that's available to them. You've now shrunk that window down. It used to be traditionally you could get a lead and you could spend 2 weeks calling them 8 times, 12 times, 15 times to get them on the phone and have those 8 to 12 contacts with them. Now people are wanting to go quicker and quicker and quicker. So you've got to be more on top of it. So what we did was basically say, okay, we know this works. We know that we have to get 8 to 12 contacts, not attempts, but actual contacts with the client where they are responding to a text message, they're opening an email, they're on the phone with us before they're going to make a buying decision or have a buying conversation with us. And so, but then with Facebook, it's the name of the game, speed. You've got to get to them, because once they've triggered that shopping process, now they're looking everywhere, and they're doing their own research and they're empowering themselves more and more. So how do we take those 8 to 12 contacts and how do we shrink them down to the tightest time frame we can? And what we found was we have a 4-day sales cycle where you make 16 contacts between email, text, and phone in a 4-day system. And it's repeatable. We scripted it out so that our sales guys could copy and paste the text in and just hit send. The emails were automatic. They were automated. We had a couple of them that weren't automated because we want them to be, you know, a personal email from the sales staff from the person who's been leaving them an email or a voicemail. And so those would be copy and paste templates that we built out in Outlook or Gmail for them. And so all they had to do was copy and paste, change out the name, and hit send. And then we had the phone scripts. And we knew that, hey, here's voicemail 1 that you're going to leave. Here's voicemail 2 you're going to leave. Voicemail 3 you're going to leave. If they get on the phone, here's the introduction to the first conversation. You know, this is how you start out. This is your lead-in to it. And then you get to a point after 2 or 3 sentences, you ask a question. Is that question a yes or no? If it's a yes, go this route on the script. If it's a no, go this route on the script.
And that's about good.
Yeah, and I was just saying, and we built those out. So our sales guys literally had these sitting on their desks. And when they started day one, could just read straight down them and have the same success of somebody who's been there a year and has the whole thing memorized. Because it was literally that formatted, and it was done through a lot of trial and error, a ton of trial and error. It was me on the phone talking to people and saying, okay, if they say yes, I'm going to go this route. And then it completely bombing on me and saying, okay, nix that script. We're not going to use that again. Let's readjust. And so, you know, it was a lot of trial and error of figuring this out. But, you know, it was really, how do we take, you know, the amount of contacts we know are necessary and the scripts that we know will trigger those answers and those questions to be talking about the right things, no matter what they were shopping for, but the conversation that we knew they needed to be having. How do we trigger those responses and developing those out? And how do we get those into a 4-day window?
Yeah. And that's the same process that we give our members and that we give those that work with us, that we generate leads for. And that's what really the brilliance of a mastermind is, and the brilliance of working with us is that our methods are tested and proven. It isn't something where we say, hey, I think this might work. It's, hey, I've gone through and done the legwork. I know this works. That's really the essence of our program is, I know this works. We have tested it and proven it. We always spend a lot of time testing and proving before we ever launch anything out to market. So you guys can trust that if we're telling you it works, all right? But you can see here on the graph on the left, it shows you the breakdown of 1 day or less, more than a day, but less than a week, between 1 and 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. And you can see there of how that plays out. But 49% of respondents who recalled seeing or hearing an auto insurance ad reported that it helped them discover new insurance brands, and 44% agreed that encountering ads caused them to consider an insurance provider that they may not have considered before. And guys, that right there is the essence of the incognito strategy that many of you who have worked with us in the past understand what that is. You probably have heard it because this has been widely spread now since we created this 6 years ago. But that's the essence of the incognito page, is because people are now looking and doing research and trying to find other options that they don't just intuitively know. So that's a good thing for independent brokers and a good thing for the captive agents, because we're able to really just get a pure consumer who doesn't have any sort of, I know I'm going to reach out to State Farm. They have an expectation there. Or I know I'm going to reach out to Progressive or to Allstate. They have these preconceived notions of what that's going to be like based on advertising they may have seen somewhere else or experiences that they've had in working or doing business with those folks. And so really what the incognito strategy does is that we eliminate all of that. And we just have a pure clean slate of a customer who is just looking for an opportunity to have that insurance conversation with you. So that is a really powerful sentence there. And I'm really glad that they found that and pointed it out. It's what we've already known to be true. But again, like I said, this really validates that on a much larger scale. But to seek to understand how buyers, to you know, how to find buyers and how to best reach them. In 2017, Facebook and Comscore surveyed over 1,000 adults, 18 years and older, over a 6 month period. And what they were able to find was what motivates them to purchase, what the purchase journey looks like, what they are expecting through that journey, the role that social media plays, and the survey findings in here will show you, you know, who shops for insurance, what their motivations are, how to begin the journey, and the best methods to reach them. So the shopper activity is really really critical of understanding the importance of social media platform. 18 minutes of time was spent on social media doing auto insurance. Once they have opted in and once they've found an ad on Facebook, the consumer spent 18 minutes on social media looking for additional resources. So Doug kind of alluded to this earlier, and why it's so important is the great thing about Facebook is we're able to utilize a platform like this to hone in on the perfect customer, not so much on the perfect shopper, right? So we, using Facebook, we induce a shopping, we create a shopping event of somebody who wasn't otherwise considering insurance. And that's really the brilliance of the whole platform, and everything that we teach is, unlike Google or some of the other platforms where people are going out and they're searching, I want auto insurance, cheap auto insurance, Dallas, Texas, they're already shopping. We're getting them before that happens. So we isolate that customer away, and we've isolated them based on the unique targeting that we're looking for. If we know that our underwriters have an appetite for a multi-car, you know, in this zip code, newer home or whatever the case might be, or certain, you know, some of you guys have affinity discounts. So if they work in certain industries, belong to certain employer groups or associations, you can target in on all of those aspects as well. Or the life events that cause, and we're going to talk a little bit about life events in this series, what might be going on, what major purchases in their life they might have made. We're able to hone in on those factors, not the fact that they're shopping. And then we create a shopping event, but that's where the double-edged sword comes in, because if you don't have a follow-up process like what Doug has taught and what he's created, you're going to lose that person, because now, hey, your marketing was fantastic, but your sales and follow-up wasn't. And now you've just lost the customer, because now they're excited. You've got, the ads was so good, you brought somebody into the market and then you let it go away and you didn't follow up and you didn't close. So, anything on that, Doug, that you want to touch on?
No, it's just the fact that, like you said, we're creating the shopping event. And so it's that double-edged sword of, you've got to be prepared for what's going to come with that shopping event. So yes, you've created an exclusive non-shopper lead, but you've got to be prepared for the fact that now they are curious and they are researching.
Right. And here's the cool part. Is although we've had, you know, so many members come through and we work with so many agents, a lot of people, they'll start using social media and then life will get back in the way and they'll go back to doing what they were doing before. I can't tell you how many agents, hundreds of agents, that will come into programs, come out of programs, come into programs, and they're back and forth, and there's a lack of consistency. But this is still in its infancy, guys. Only what they found was that 13% of respondents recalled seeing an auto insurance ad on social media prior to shopping for insurance online. Only 13%. So of all the online shoppers out there, only 13% are saying, yes, I did it from social media. That means we are in the infancy of lead generation here. And so there's still time to get in this game and make a lot of money doing it. But it is growing, and it's growing fast. It's growing so fast that Doug found a report that that we talked about, and we'll probably talk about later. And Facebook's probably spent, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 with ComSource doing this type of research. This creating this stuff is not cheap, guys. It is a daunting, massive task to create a document like this. So obviously they see that this is a growing trend, and Facebook is only continuing to make auto insurance and home insurance part of its platform. And you know, companies like State Farm are spending $30 million a year on Facebook ads. So it is a huge, huge platform, and there's still a lot of room for growth. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys to reach out to Doug or myself, and we'd love to have a marketing review with you. If you've run Facebook ads and you're like, that this doesn't work for me. I've boosted a post and I didn't get any leads. Or I don't know what to post. If that's where you're at right now, we'd love to talk with you, because we can do a free evaluation for you, and we can help you look at that and how you can make some improvements. And we won't charge you for that either. Let's see.
I'll also add in here real quick too, as we get into the first step, you know, the shopper journey here. You know, the stat that, you know, the idea that we created a shopper, that can be extremely scary, and the fact that, you know, now I generated a lead that's going to go shop around and talk to a bunch of other agents or whatever. The key piece of that is you created a shopper who wants to do the research now on what they're going to provide. The question is, where are they going to get that research from? Are they getting it from now Googling or calling around or searching Facebook, and that 18 minutes that they spend on Facebook is leading them to however many more agents to talk to, or are they getting that research from you? Are you able to control that entire journey of, I created a sales process to now I'm walking them through the research process with email drips and follow-ups and things like that? That's where the follow-up process becomes so important, where it's a two-way avenue of creating a sales opportunity and walking them through a sales journey, but you also want to walk them through a research journey in that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, that a lot of, and this is what we've been talking about here recently, over the last 6 months in our program with our members, is that when we first started this 6 years ago, you didn't have to have a drip campaign. You didn't have to have marketing automation. You didn't have to send out information to these customers, because you could just call them and you could close them. It was just, and there were so many leads coming in. There was so few competitors out there running ad campaigns. Corporate wasn't spending that much 6 years ago on social media. So you really had a lot of flexibility and leeway in your processes. But now you've got to really be tight on your game. You've got to have, you know, a clearly defined sales process, like the 4-day sales process or the one call close. You have to be able to have email drip automations. You have to give the customer what they've said they wanted, and you have to be aggressive in following up. You can't be lackadaisical saying, well, they're not shopping, so nobody else is calling them. This is my lead form, so I'm good. No, they are shopping now. You just made them shop. So you, like Doug said, can control that by having the information. But if they don't automatically get some sort of information, link, redirect them to a landing page or a video and keep them engaged, you've got 18 minutes, it says, to keep them. So do you have 18 minutes to keep them busy once they fill out that form and hit submit? If not, I would suggest that you do, between text, calls, emails, send them to a landing page, create a 9-minute video, whatever you got to do, I would have something to keep their attention for the next 17 minutes after they fill out that form.
And if it's not something you currently have, we have an automated CRM that we built out that will engage them for the first 30 days of their, and walk them through that buying process and research process, with downloads that they can look at and tips and tricks for insurance. It walks them through the entire thing of what to ask for and what to look for, to really not only help them through the research process, but help you with setting the foundation of a value-based conversation instead of price-based conversation with them as well. So hit us up for a demo of that if that's something you're looking for. It's something that we can help you, you know, kind of audit that as well.
Absolutely. And the other interesting facts here on this page that I want to point out is that 55% agreed that they discovered more new auto insurance companies through Facebook ads, through social media ads, and 48% agreed that they considered a new insurance company after seeing an ad on Facebook. So that those two are really, really good statistics to understand that people are, with using our strategy in the incognito page and in our follow-up system, you're getting people who are okay with a new provider, right? And they will consider a provider they wouldn't have otherwise considered. Without social media, they probably would have gone with whoever their parents went with or who their uncle or, you know, whoever their friend referred them to. But once you capture their information, they'll now be open-minded. So it tells us that the consumer is open to new, to something different than what they've had before. And they're really excited to be able to talk to somebody who might have something other than what they see from the big five on social media or on TV or on the radio. The 25% of the respondents said they had at least one social interaction while shopping for auto insurance, and 82% of those who shop on Facebook visit Facebook at least once a week. So they're very, very active users. And the other thing that we've noticed on the looking at audience insights in Facebook is that we're finding more and more consumers, particularly in the insurance world, are they're twice as active as they were just a year ago on Facebook in terms of the number of ads they've clicked on, the number of videos they've watched, the number of forms they filled out has more than doubled in the last 12 months around the auto insurance world. So it's a huge, huge opportunity. And there's some really key targeting metrics specifically around this information here. We also have ways to look at how many people are asking for recommendations on Facebook. I mean, you've probably seen it go through your newsfeed of somebody saying, hey, I need a recommendation for an insurance company or an insurance agent. Guys, this is happening every single day. And if you're not effective on social media, your audience, just because you have 1,000 friends, doesn't mean that 1,000 people see your post. More and more posts are suppressed. It's harder and harder to get edge rank. So we've got a lot of strategies to teach you this stuff so that when someone does go ask for that, you will be the one that they will tag and introduce and refer on that. But I'm telling you guys, it's all day, every day. There's recommendations happening. People who are in your friends list asking for an insurance agent. Social media is a huge, huge part of that process. But anything you want to add on that before we close out this first part?
No. I mean, I'm looking forward to the next part, talking through the buyer's journey. So definitely watch out for that, because I think that there are very key ways that the four stages of the shopping journey can be hit by agents on social media and kind of take advantage of, you know, a short-term strategy and a long-term strategy and be able to fire off both to get leads.
Yeah, just so you guys know, I was saying part one. So like part one is actually part two on this video. Part two of the video series is part one on the forum. So if you're following around getting lost, that's where we covered part two just now, but we're going to cover part one in the second series of the video series, because that customer journey is there's a lot to digest there. And so we want to respect your guys' time and make sure that you have, we can really go into depth on these four stages and cover this shopper's journey, because this is key. This four stages and the four buyers profiles that are going to come out in this series are huge, huge, huge to understand and build an effective campaign around, especially when you're talking about on Facebook and social media. Thanks, guys.